Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Khalil. How about that?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm the guy that bum-rushed you at the combine and told the NFL media guy you would be on our team. And see, you're on our team, man. Welcome, okay? Sit down and let's spend a few minutes with each other, okay? Taken fourth overall in the draft from USC. Let's do it right. Two-fifths of the offensive line. It is John Sullivan and Matt Khalil at Buffalo Wild Wings Mall of America. Let's do it right. Matt, do we, first of all, congratulations. Chatted with you last night via Skype. That was kind of a cluster. But now here we have you in front of the crowd. They're all excited. Do we have family over here?
Do we have?
You want to make some introductions?
Yeah, over here is my mom, Shiro Khalil.
Matt Khalil's mom, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
She's all doing that right now. And my father, Frank Khalil.
Hey, Frank, welcome to Minnesota.
Straight out of the WWE, man. I don't want to mess with him in the parking lot of Mall of America. So anyway, Matt Khalil, John Sullivan, Paul Charchi, and Paul Allen. Welcome. Paul, take it away.
Yeah. First of all, you know, we mentioned this via Skype. I wish you could have seen the reaction at the draft party. 6,000 fans. When your name, you're not a quarterback, you're not a running back, you're a left tackle. When your name was announced, the entire Metrodome erupted in applause and cheers for you, Matt.
That's awesome. You know, I've always heard about Minnesota fans, you know, the greatest fans in the NFL, so I'm excited to be here and play for them.
You might have gotten here a year too late from a bottom line standpoint, because with that USC victory over Notre Dame last year, you would have gotten at least the best steakhouse dinner in town from John Sullivan. I mean, USC got Notre Dame last year, and I've been teasing him about it all morning.
They got him five times when I was there, so...
Hey, Matt.
Not that you're counting.
In that game, with us taking Harrison Smith later in the draft, did you and Harrison have any moments in that game or anything? Did you guys run into each other? You left tackle, him safety for the Fighting Irish?
A little bit every once in a while. Usually on the goal line when he's a lot closer up. But, you know, he's usually back there, you know, being a safety, covering guys. So every once in a while we bump helmets and kind of give you a little butt slap. But that's about it. So.
Yeah. Matt Khalil, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Matt, you've got a chance to work with a really good offensive line coach, John Davidson. Have you spent any time with him when you came in earlier? Have you had a chance to talk to your new position coach?
Yeah, you know, it was cool seeing Coach Davidson. You know, he was at the Carolina Panthers as offensive coordinator. So I got to know him through my brother. So it was kind of cool coming here, seeing a familiar face. And we did a little board work, watched some film, so it was cool kind of getting to know him.
John wants to be grandfatherly to you. We built this whole thing up. We're like, we got our new kid coming in here, man. He's going to start day one. He's the best left tackle in the draft. What's John going to be like? Is he going to be nervous? Is he going to be grandfatherly and try to raise you immediately? John, the newest pupils here for the Minnesota Moving Company, the offensive line. Why don't you ask him a couple of questions?
Paul, you're putting me on the spot here. I mean, I know Matt. I met him at the top 30 dinner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know how my draft went, but were you nervous leading up to it last night? Did you expect Minnesota to be the pick, or had you heard anything about us trading back in the draft?
You know, I hadn't heard anything about Minnesota trade. I knew they wanted to trade, and then it was there right when we got in the green room. I saw on the TV, you know, they traded with the Browns, and I was like, oh, now the games are going to begin with all the trading. And, you know, I really didn't know what to expect. But, you know, after Trent was picked by the Browns, you know, I had nothing but confidence. You know, the Vikings were going to pick me, and I was kind of looking at my phone, you know, waiting for that Minnesota number to call. And
did you get any advice from your older brother? You know, Matt's older brother, Ryan, is one of the best centers in the game of football. What has he told you throughout this process? What advice has he given you so far about the transition to the NFL, handling the NFL draft, and the pressure that that brings?
Yeah, you know, basically, you know, in terms of handling the NFL draft is, you know, try not to focus on, you know, too many outside distractions and just kind of stay in a routine. Stay in a routine and, you know, focus on, you know, what I have control over, which is, you know, working out, working on my technique, getting stronger, faster, and, you know, focus on becoming a better player. And you know, and as far as the NFL is, you know, a lot of college players, you know, can get by purely on talent and, you know, not study the game as much. But, you know, everyone here is trying to get the edge, so you really got to be a student of the game in the NFL and, you know, study your opponent inside and out.
Oh, your opponent every practice is going to be Jared Allen.
Definitely.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about lining up against 69?
You know, well, the competitor I am, you know, I'm really excited to line up against him, and, you know, I see it more as an opportunity to become a better player, you know, going against the best defensive end in the NFL. And it's only going to make me better in games when I have to go against Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews.
You wore a purple tie to the draft last night, yeah. So clearly you either thought you were coming here or it was going to be a massive drop to the Baltimore Ravens, which probably would have been negative, yeah, right? You so you had that all that.
Was
thing
it intentional?
Out,
were you wearing? Were
of
you
course
wearing
it
purple,
was.
Purple intentionally.
No, the thing about that is when I got my suit tailored, you know, we told the guy, you know, to pick out a tie.
Yeah.
He came around the corner with the purple tie, so I was like, all right, well.
Yeah.
I'll just go with it and see what happens.
Yeah, of course. Hey, where are you from, and where'd you play high school football?
I'm from a small city in Southern California, mm-hmm. Corona.
Yeah, and out by Riverside.
Yeah, there you go. I heard a little yeah.
Yeah, well, I went to Glendora High School.
Okay, yeah, and I went to Servite High School, which is a private
football powerhouse.
Yeah, private Catholic high school, about an hour away from Corona. So
yeah.
Knowing California traffic, you know, that was a little bit of a drive every morning.
Right.
For 4 years.
So. For what, short years.
What was it like? What was it like at USC last year with Lane Kiffin and all the sanctions and you can't go to a bowl game and everything?
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, one thing we were taught before Kiffin even got there is, you know, especially the tradition at USC is, you know, you always compete. And
yeah.
Even though we were sanctioned and, you know, we couldn't go to a bowl game, you always want to compete to win a game. And, you know, Coach Kiffin made a point that, you know, we were going to win the games that were given to us, which were the games on our schedule, and don't worry about the bowl games.
Which was like week one against the Gophers.
Yeah,
you
I was
looked at
say,
that
yeah.
and said that we can give 80% and we can win that one, right? Well, the Gophers almost won that game at the Coliseum.
Yeah, it was close. We started off slow, but I think mm-hmm. it was after the Notre Dame game, when we started running the ball and stuff, that's when our season started getting going.
So, were there other teams that had indicated that, you know, if the Vikings were going to pass, that were the other teams you felt pretty confident would take you? Did you get any strong signs from other clubs?
Yeah, there's a few teams. You know, the Rams, you know, said they really wanted to pick me, and then the Browns actually came down last minute to work me out at right tackle.
Right tackle. How would you felt about that?
Not bad, actually. When I came to USC, my first 2 years, I played on the right side.
Okay.
So it was kind of a good transition, you know, from right to left. So, yeah, they came and worked me out. So, I mean, it was those two teams. And, you know, if Minnesota passed on me, you know, I wouldn't know where I was going to go.
What kind of contact did they have with you, Vikings have with you, throughout the process leading up to the draft?
I think it started before the combine. I had dinner with Rick Spielman in Los Angeles. Then we had our pro day. And then I came down on the top 30 visit, and, you know, that's about it.
Now, were there phone calls? Were there any kind of communication that way?
No, not too many. They tried to hide, you know, pretty good what they were going to do.
Well, they did a great job because exactly. All you saw up to the draft was Vikings have Morris Claiborne, one on their board.
Exactly.
Morris is a fine player, and
yeah.
If we had taken him, cool, because we need a little help back there, too, but... The subterfuge leading up to the draft, it was unbelievable. Yeah. You know, where our belief was, and it was supported by, you know, some intel and just looking at the roster and everything, but pretty much from the time I met you at the combine through now, we wanted you and felt it was going to be you. And, you know, now you're playing on an offensive line with John Sullivan at center, and I've known John for 4 years now, more intimately over the last year. He's a little moody. So you got to be – it's not moody in a bad way, okay, because it's for the greater good. Yeah. He wants to win. He can be a little bitchy. So you just got to be ready that, you know, if there's something goes wrong with the feet, he's going to be the first to tell you, okay?
That's the commander of the offense line right there.
He absolutely is. He absolutely is. And with leadership comes that. Exactly. Did I depict that the right way, John? Was it with all due respect?
Yeah, when you said bitchy, that was pretty perfect.
Okay, good. I didn't get any argument from his girlfriend over here.
Paul, you need to ask Matt about his battles with Nick Perry at USC, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he just go to
Green Bay?
Packers. Yeah.
So you get Nick Perry.
Yeah, no, it's funny about that because after I got picked by Minnesota, I came up to him. You know, I said, good luck. And I told him, you know, it would be crazy if you went to the Packers or something like that. Then I'd have to go against you again for the next 4 or 5 years. And
Four.
Yeah.
Sure we enough. Think 10.
Oh, exactly.
Well, you're going to be here 10. I don't care about him.
So, yeah, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, going against him for 4 years. You know, he's a great player, and he definitely made me a better player, you know, going against him every day in practice.
Southern California, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Mammoth Mountain, 3.5 from Las Vegas, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Mall of America. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys got your own amusement park, so you're not doing too bad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we do play at Mall of America Field in a dome. You know, we had a very balmy winter last year. But with the arrival of you might want to be prepared for the minus 10, the minus 15. But with some of that money you're going to get, man, you walk around Mall of America, get yourself some nice thick coat, you know?
Exactly. Get myself some hunting gear.
You'll be ready for it. You'll love it. You'll love games outdoors at Soldier Field, Lambeau Field, places like that. I mean, John, the games haven't always gone the right way, but some of them have. Like in 2009 when we almost went to the Super Bowl, playing at Lambeau Field specifically. Explain that to Matt, just what the experience is like.
You know, it's special, more so than any other NFL stadium I've been in, you know, when we're on the road. Obviously, I love – my favorite place to play is the Metrodome. You know, nothing compares to that 2009 season, the playoff game against Dallas, where we just absolutely smashed them. It's one of the best days of my life. But going to Lambeau, playing there, playing at Soldier Field also – you know, they're special places. There's a ton of tradition. It's kind of like playing Notre Dame and USC.
Yeah.
You know, you come to the NFC North. So, you know, we're on different sides of that rivalry. Fortunately, today we find ourselves as teammates. But, you know, it carries that same special type tradition in the NFL that it does in college football. So, you know, we're happy to have you, man.
I'm
welcome.
Excited to be here.
The word on you is that you've got, when you suit up, you've got a mean streak. You can play nasty. Yeah. You see it that way?
Yeah, you know, I think it just comes naturally. I'm an emotional guy, and, you know, if certain things happen on the field, you know I'm hunting for some guys. So it definitely comes naturally, but, you know, I got a little bit of me.
Don't you need to have some of that? I mean, don't you need to have a little bit of nasty in your game if you're going to go up against guys like Julius Peppers?
Exactly. You know, these are guys that are after your quarterback, so you kind of got to take it personally. You know, they want to beat you and blindside your quarterback and try to take him out of the game. So
That's right. Julius Peppers wants to shorten your career. Yeah. He wants to make sure you never get a second contract in the NFL.
Right.
You got to take that personally.
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that doesn't happen.
Couple of quickies here to close, Matt, because I know you got to go to Winter Park. How well have you gotten to know Christian Ponder at this stage? Do you know him at all? Have you chatted with him at all during the process?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. I actually met him back in L.A. We went out to dinner with our agency, so... You know, he told me back then, you know, he was hoping, you know, I'd come here. So, you know, I'm excited to be here. And, you know, he's a great quarterback. He's going to do great things.
Have you looked at our schedule? I mean, beginning with Jacksonville, closing at home against Green Bay. Did you take a peek at the schedule last night? Because Dwight Freeney is there in week number two.
Not yet. I haven't looked at the schedule yet.
Yeah, I don't want to make you look at it with like a nightlight or anything. But Dwight Freeney's there week two, and it's going to be a great way to start the season. Congratulations.
Excited. Appreciate it.
We're really happy for
you. Thanks so much.
Matt Khalil, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Khalil's family, and thanks to everybody with the Minnesota Vikings for facilitating this for us. We really appreciate it. We're very excited to learn more about Matt as the weeks and months go on.